Belgian senator blasts elites over consequences of mass migration. By Chris Tomlinson on January 22, 2019. Belgian senator and former secretary general of Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, Alain Destex has slammed elites for their handling of mass migration and the lack of debate on the long-term effects of migration. The veteran Belgian politician, who was first elected in 1995, released a book entitled Immigration and Integration, Before It's Too Late. Last month, which sounds the alarm on integration problems and other issues stemming from the migrant crisis. Dr. Destex discussed his book and explained his concerns in a recent interview with French newspaper Le Figaro. Destex claims that Belgium, along with other countries like France, has lost control of immigration, saying, about three-quarters of immigration in Belgium as in France, is beyond the control of the country's administrative authorities. This immigration, over which we have almost no control, comes either through family reunion, chain migration, through an asylum application, or illegally. A large part of the immigrant population is not integrated, neither economically, it depends strongly on the social system, nor culturally, which is even more serious. They live according to value systems that are sometimes incompatible with our laws, our history, and our traditions, he added. Family reunion is one of the major concerns for Destex, who noted that chain migration accounted for around half of the total immigration into Belgium. He also singled out Belgium's formerly lax naturalization laws that were changed in 2012, saying that they led to Brussels being nearly one-third new Belgians. I think it's a world record, he said. On the topic of the right of asylum, Destex referred to the asylum process as a new El Dorado for migrants. In Belgium, you have a system of free care, free education, a guaranteed income for society, effective police and justice. I use the word El Dorado. Focusing the blame for the 2015 migrant crisis solely on German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Destex said, during the refugee crisis, I made a trip to Iran and Iraqi Kurdistan, the lives of refugees were not threatened. They lived in difficult conditions, it's true, but they were not in danger. To say that they had to be welcomed because their life was threatened was a form of manipulation. We had to help them, it's a certainty. But we had to do it on the spot, we did not have to let them come to Europe, he explained. The interview is also not the first time Destex has spoken out about mass migration. Last year, writing for Le Figaro, he again slammed the elites, saying they conceal demographic trends and changes, and blaming the multiculturalist lobby which dominates universities, NGOs, public institutions and the media. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.